Get the mental energy and focus you need with Magic Mind. Head to magicmind.com/Gators. Use code Gators20 to get up to 56% off your first subscription.
Gators Breakdown. Because there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation.
The Gators Breakdown podcast is ready to go. I'm your host, David Waters. You can find me on social media at GatorDave_SEC. Continuing our spring practice coverage right here for the Gators. Gators on spring break this week, but it's not going to stop us from covering spring ball and some recent media sessions with the defensive side of football. Head coach of the defense, inside linebackers coach, co-DC, you know, that litany of titles there for Ron Roberts. He's going to we're going to hear from him. And, of course, the linebackers as well, Shamar James and Derek Wingo, both limited right now in spring practice. Big-time leadership roles from them this spring. We'll get into that right here on this episode of Gators Breakdown. So hit that like button, subscribe to Gators Breakdown right here on YouTube, your favorite podcast platform. But smash that like button. Does us a lot right here on YouTube. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think about this defense, what Ron Roberts has to say, what these players have to say. There's a lot to get into. But before I do move forward, and look, you probably can hear it, this pollen, I'm sure it's got some of you out there. I know I go to work, and I hear it in a lot of my coworkers. The pollen's kicking my butt. I know I sound stuffy a whole lot anyway, but the sinus problems, but it's even worse right now. So excuse the if there's some sniffles or some slight pauses or whatever, they're going to be there. But that's just the nature of it right now. But before we move forward in this, I want to give you guys a preview of my interview with Noel Portnyagy, the new Gators offensive lineman from Germany. I'm going to try and keep getting that name right there. Thanks for Florida for giving the pronunciation on the on his roster bio. But just sat down with him. Big thanks to Florida Victorious there. I'll give you guys a short preview of that. And there's early access. If you want to listen to the entire interview, you can do it at Gators Breakdown Plus right now. But here is a short preview of that before we get started on the defensive side of the football. Noel, that's only two practices in. You've been through just a couple of spring practices. How's it been so far?
I think it's pretty good. It's a high intensity. It is something different, of course. It is nothing like you can compare in Germany. You have to get used to it. But I think that we are really good, hardworking group. I feel really good right now, and yeah, everything's fine.
So of course, you know, you're playing along the offensive line, and it's a little, you know, not in full pads yet, not really going hot and heavy through those first couple of practices. But what's been the differences so far that you've noticed in going against, you know, fellow college athletes now?
Yeah, it is the intensity and the speed. So in Germany, it is really different how the speed is and how the intensity is. So for comparison, like the highest, I played in the highest league in Germany in the GFL, and this speed is more is almost compared to college, but college is still faster and more intense. So it is so much quicker, everything. So when we do one-on-ones, it is like that, and I have to snap, I have to punch, I have to block that guy, and it is really nothing compared to in Germany. So I have to get used to it, but you know, I'm working hard and I'm on it.
Did it surprise you how fast some of your fellow teammates are on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah. So because when your life is always in Germany and you don't expect guys to move that fast or move that quick or move that good in general, it is always something. So it's surprising when guys can move like that. It's really just really hard. Yeah.
So there's the interview with Noel Portnyagy. You can find the whole thing on Gators Breakdown Plus. One more time, big thanks to Florida Victorious for setting that up. Help these players, keep getting these opportunities, these interviews like this, helping their NIL, their name, image, and likeness through podcasts like mine and others out there. Become a member at FloridaVictorious.com. Link is in the description. Get 20% off your first month using promo code GatorsBD. And one more time, you can find the entire interview early access right now on Gators Breakdown Plus. Link is in the description for that as well. You get extra episodes, early access, ad-free episodes. the big time Discord chat that goes on right there. All good stuff right there at Gators Breakdown Plus. So, all right, let's get into the theme of this episode, and that is the defense. Kind of first time we get to hear through most of that side of the ball through spring practice. And let's get started with Ron Roberts and him getting back with Billy Napier, coaching with Austin Armstrong, and the philosophy on the defense.
Comforting, for one, to know what you're getting into, know and believing in, you know, the things. I believe there's a lot of things that he believes in about developing team players, program, running things, all that stuff. So it's always, but you always want the assistants to be gung-ho and fire your thing away, but it's a lot easier when you're already, I'm 100% in, let's go dive in. Yeah. I'm ready to go. So it was very exciting for me. I was excited. I was looking forward to this opportunity. Thought we missed it. You know, man, I missed it a while back, but I'm glad we got the opportunity to get back together.
How about the dynamic of your relationship with Austin, you know, and what do you see in him as a young defensive coordinator?
Yeah, well, he's brilliant. You know what I mean? He's brilliant. He's very smart. You know, he's going to have the future to do whatever he wants in his profession. He's going to be tremendous. I'm just happy to be here, opportunity that I can help in ways, and obviously, you know, that's the only thing you get, a chance to be older. Seen some things, I've already made my mistakes, you know what I mean? So if I can come his out, maybe learn from some of mine, then, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Now that you've had a chance to maybe go back and watch last year, how do you feel like Austin did in his first season as a DC, and how much do you feel like having that year under his belt can kind of help him this year?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it was, you know, one, obviously the experience in the league, boom, your second year, you kind of see what everybody's going, it kind of clears up the plan, the offseason, what you're doing, obviously that's always going to do, but he did a great job. You know, again, I thought that, you know, there were some things, obviously, that, you know, maybe the players were, you know, young at positions, this yeah. and that. You got to, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons we weren't where we needed to be. But that's, it's all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to grow from it, learn from it, and move on. I'm real excited about it. I mean, this is probably one of the best staffs I've been around in a long time. So I'm real excited about it. The guys we got, their passion they have for their players and doing things right and coaching the heck out of things. And we got guys, we got experience in the room. So Will Harris been a coordinator. Gerald Chapman's been a coordinator. You know what I mean? We're sitting in that room. Really, we got four guys that have been sitting in that chair before. So it's been really nice. You know, we've had some really good conversations that I haven't probably been able to have in a while. Mm-hmm. Sitting down and really saying, oh, is this what's best? You know what I mean? So we're tweaking. It's not change of things, but it's tweak it here, tweak it there. Hey, what's the best way to get these things done?
Coach Napier's described you as the godfather of this defense. Broadly speaking, what are some of those philosophies, and how would you say Austin's kind of put his own twist on it?
Yeah, you know, again, it is about being, you know, I say, what do you start about? Well, it's still the basic same things. We want to stop the run. We want to be efficient. We got to get off the field on third down. I mean, those are basic parameters, and you want to make sure your calls are based upon those things. But, you know, we're going to be multiple. There's a couple of reasons I think college football, you be multiple. Yeah, because of the pitchers you're getting now, and you have to, or they'll get the chalk lash and they'll carve you up. Especially when you're facing great coaches in SEC, and here it goes every week. But you also got to be multiple, so you can use your talent, whatever, you know. Some ways you're leaning in. You got more edge rushers. You got more D linemen. You got more DBs. And how can you use those guys to best get the best people on the field to help you win football games?
All right, there's Ron Robertson. Of course, the title. It's like an episode of Game of Thrones, you know, when they introduce Daenerys. So he is executive head coach, co-defensive coordinator, inside linebackers. So those are the roles there for Ron Robertson. Look, he sounds fired up to be here. And I do agree with him on Austin Armstrong that he does have a good career ahead of him. But last season was so much of just learning time. Learning from your mistakes is the best path forward. And as Robert said, he learned. So he learned from his mistakes. So now he's here to help Armstrong learn from his. So, you know, what I like about this move is it should make that faster for Armstrong. No doubt in my mind, he probably would have grown from last year, but I think that can be fast-tracked by having his mentor by his side to help diagnose the issues from last season. A big part of it will be taken care of by pure experience of Austin Armstrong and the players last season, pairing all that experience between coach and players, and as well as bringing those experienced players from the transfer portal. That's going to be a big plus for Florida. But, you know, there's still more to learn as an SEC defensive coordinator, and Roberts can help unlock that for Armstrong. And that, along with making it more seamless with so many new faces on the staff and, you know, some new faces on the field through the transfer portal on that side of the ball. So I think combine all that, it should pay off. There's experience there. There's so many ways. The experience of Roberts tied in with the experience Armstrong and the players got last year. So I do think that should the path forward of whatever improvement there was going to be on defense, it's to me, it's going to be fast-tracked. I'm going to say that again. I think there was probably going to be some improvement there anyway, but I don't know how fast it would have come together. I do think bringing Roberts in fast-tracks it. So there was growth on that side of the ball last year, as ugly as it looked. There was, as far as down-to-down defense goes, there was some improvement. But, of course, we all know that was supplanted by all the explosives given up, not getting to the quarterback, tackling issues once again for this defense. No matter who's defensive coordinator, no matter who the players have been, tackling has been an issue for years now for this Florida defense, and then not creating turnovers. So all of those things, of course, work hand in hand, and there was no sitting and waiting to see if it would get better as status quo. There were some forced changes to ensure they try to fix this defense. So the forced changes, some, you know, of course, with Raymond and Spencer on the way out, you had one with Jay Bateman. That was not forced, him going to Texas A&M. So, but that's where Robert steps in. He steps in to coach these inside linebackers. So using his experience there to at that position where, you know, there was some growth in a player like Amari Burney 2 seasons ago. Got ate up a little bit by injuries last year and a lot of youth at the linebacker spot. I think Ron Roberts will benefit from that this year. But, you know, somebody's – Billy Napier didn't stand by on defense. 2 years in a row now under him where it just didn't get the job done. Some forced changes, right or wrong. We'll see how that turns out. But I do like what they brought in here with Roberts. Potential of Chapman and Harris. I still want to not taking the easy way out, but a wait and see approach there of how that, you know, Chapman, I think, has loads of potential as a younger defensive line. Will Harris, a little more known about him, given his defensive back coaching days at Washington, defensive coordinator at Georgia Southern, and then going on to the NFL. A little more proven background at the Power Five level of coaching a position group. Now he's getting the entire secondary. Remember, we go back last week, Billy Napier did tell us that Austin Armstrong wouldn't necessarily be focused on safeties as much this year. Kind of be that rover guy in practice, going position by position. Ron Roberts coaching those inside linebackers. I'm eager to see the step that group makes. We'll get into more of that group in just a second. But pairing Roberts with Armstrong, I think it's a good pairing. And also in helping fix what went wrong last year. All Roberts really got to do is, if he can just replicate his year one improvement at Auburn, you know, his instant impact at Auburn that he had last year as a defensive coordinator there, then that should translate to Florida. All right, so a lot more to cover this spring, and I need to be focused, and I do that with Magic Mind. You know how it is when springtime rolls around. Everything just bursts into action. For me, it's a whirlwind of covering spring football, clocking in full-time at work, for my, you know, 9-to-5 job, spending quality time with the family. It's like life turns into this big juggling act, and that's why I've started using Magic Mind. It helps me stay focused no matter how crazy things get. And look, I still enjoy soda, coffee, the occasional energy drink, but I've been trying to reduce my caffeine intake to avoid the energy crashes and honestly just live a healthier, better life. I need a sustainable way to maintain my energy levels throughout the day, and that's what Magic Mind provides. This portable little bottle of Magic Mind offers the mental energy and focus I need to produce Gators Breakdown for you guys and stay active in other life areas as well. It's made with all natural ingredients, sourced from top quality suppliers, and Magic Mind is also sugar-free, nut-free, vegan, and friendly for those on keto or paleo diets. If you're having trouble being at 100% some days, then I encourage you to try Magic Mind. You can get it at magicmind.com/Gators. Use code Gators20 to get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. It also works if you're already a subscriber, so you can save on your next subscription payment. Get the 30-pack. That's the best value. One more time, that's magicmind.com/Gators. Use code Gators20 to get up to 56% off your first subscription of Magic Mind. And guys, I'm telling you, grab it right here, this little bottle. it's pretty quick. Couple swigs, you're done. And it really has helped. It really has helped me. I'm skeptical of things like this. But yeah, I can feel it. Like I said, I really have reduced my coffee intake. That was a goal of mine. I still want that jolt of what I feel like in my mind. Magic Mind has done that so far. Let's keep it going right here on Gator Break. Now, let's get to the personnel side of things. And here's Ron Roberts diving into the defense and the linebacker room. And we'll hear as well from Shamar James and Derek Wingo. Both are in non-contact so far this spring as they recover from late-season injuries last season. So let's hear from Ron Roberts and linebacker Shamar James and Derek Wingo.
We've got talent on every level. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think we're big. We're physical up front. I think we got athletic linebackers. I think we got good leadership. I think we got tremendous edge players. I think we got secondary. We got corners that can run and cover. We got some safeties in the room. Again, they're good athletes, moving space and stuff. We've got all the tools and space. We've got all the pieces to the puzzle. We just, one, we've got to make sure they understand that we have the pieces to the puzzle. And let's just make sure we're fitting together and let's go get this thing done.
Just some of your early impressions of what you got to work with in the linebacker room?
In the linebacker room, yeah. I thought their work ethics been great, outstanding. I think they a tremendous group of guys. I think we're very talented. And they're hungry. They're just taking anything like a sponge, absorbing things up. We have a bunch of players in there, and it's a good chance, right? We got a couple of veterans maybe limiting some reps because of some injuries. It's giving us our young guys a good chance to get a lot of reps in. But those guys are all getting all their mental reps in, and they really handle their business tremendously. They're doing a great job.
Joined by Shamar James from Soap.
How you guys
questions.
Doing?
Good.
I guess first of all, the recovery, how's that going? And I guess, you know, you're out there doing non-contact. Where do you feel like you're at physically?
It's going pretty good. I'm right on schedule with the recovery process. I'm kind of just taking it slow, trying not to rush back, you know, to have that injury happen again.
What was it like to have that injury?
Oh, it was kind of shocking because, like, it could happen out of nowhere in pregame, like you guys know, and it was kind of like a blow, like, to the team, to me. It was kind of hard to deal with, but we're on track now.
2 years, you've obviously established yourself as a, you know, pretty strong starter, but any areas that you want to kind of improve or things that you're looking to fine-tune, specifically when you get healthy?
Uh-huh, yes, sir. Just probably being more of a vocal leader. I kind of came in thinking, like, I'm going to lead by example. But, you know, sometimes, like, guys need to hear that you mean business. So, like, taking this step forward, I say be more of a vocal leader and kind of like block destruction. I feel like I had not a hard time, but, like, I can kind of get better at block destruction going forward.
What's the transition process been like for the linebacker room from Coach Bateman to Coach Roberts?
It's been great. We have a group of guys that's ready to learn, ready to get out there and, you know, apply what we learned in the film room. So I feel like there's no egos that's in that room. It's all guys that want to learn and get out there and ball.
What do you think about Pup?
Oh, he's a dog. He's big. Like, I don't know if you've seen him in person, but he's a big guy. Yeah, so he's a great guy, great player. He's one of my brothers now, so I treat him like that, and you know, it's all smiles when we come around.
How much do you think that size will help in the linebacker room, having a bigger guy like that?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that helps a lot, you know, being in the box, playing out in space. He's got a unique build, and I can't wait to play with him.
I'll ask you about Miles Graham. Just what are your early impressions of him? Stud. What
stands
out about him?
Stud. Yeah, Miles Graham, he's a stud. My little bro now, I got to coach him up, make him the best linebacker he can be. You know, like, he got history here, so it's kind of like when he walk in here, he ready to work, you know, no slack at all.
What's the best part about his game?
He's physical. He's physical. He can run, he can hit, he can block, destruct, all that stuff. So it's kind of just getting him in the playbook so he can play fast.
Are you kind of embracing that role of helping out the younger guys a little bit now that you've been here for a couple years?
Oh, yes, sir. For me right now, it's kind of like mental rest for me since I can't physically be out there doing it. So I'm coaching up Miles, Pup, like those guys, you know, make sure their swords are sharp.
Joined by Derek Wingo. We'll open up to questions.
How close do you feel to being 100% back right now?
Yeah, so I've been doing a really good job with rehab. They've been taking care of me very well. I don't know the exact date, but I've been kind of going with the progress, and I think I should be back here really soon.
Early thoughts on Ron Roberts and what he brings to this defense?
Yeah, so I think Ron actually, Coach Roberts does a really good job with what he's done in the past and how much knowledge he has. So he's brought a lot to the table with not just the linebackers, I think, you know, when it comes to outside linebackers, it's just the defense as a scheme as whole. So being able to work with him and Coach Armstrong together, I feel like they're a really good mix to be able to kind of put things together.
How do you gain 6 pounds of lean muscle coming off of an off-season surgery?
Yeah, so those numbers might be a little bit off, but But yeah, no, it's just kind of sticking to the plan, you know, understanding nutrition and certain things like that. And I feel like when you get to that certain age, you start to understand the things that are important to you, and, you know, trusting the guys and the people that they have around you to have that process and be able to get it done.
How much has the change in the strength and conditioning program helped and some of those workouts with Tyler, you know, strength bulking you up?
Yeah, so I mean, definitely. I think Coach Miles and his crew has done an amazing job with being able to add a ton of different things when it comes to like injury prevention and all these things that are really important to be able to have like a long lasting season and have these healthy guys be able to have the depth that we need. So I think they're doing a really good job.
It sounded like from Billy that a lot of players kind of lobbied for him to get promoted when that position opened. Why do you think that was?
Yeah, so when I think about Coach Miles, I think about like a family-orientated guy, a guy who really cares about his players, wants the best for you, and at the end of the day, he also understands your perspective. You know, he's a young guy. He gets after it, and he'll want to hear what you have to say for your opinion, but at the end of the day, you know, we listen to what he has to say, and he knows what's best. So to have a younger guy with a lot of passion, family-orientated, I feel like that was the best guy to have around.
5 years in one program. I mean, when you kind of sit back and like think about how all the changes you've seen, what comes to mind?
Yeah, so that's a big question. You know, that's something that a lot of people ask me. Uh-huh. The biggest thing I could say is probably, you know, going back to my family. You know, understand that when you start something, you finish. You know, I came to the University of Florida not for specific coaches, for the University of Florida. I wanted to be close to my family. I bought into the program. And even though the program might have changed, you know, I had a plan for myself. And, you know, when these new coaches came in, they presented a new plan for that. And I bought into that. And I believe that, you know, with everything going on and the transfer portal world and all this kind of things, you know, if you just, you know, trust yourself, trust your abilities and trust the people that you have around you, even knowing that that might come and go, you know, you're gonna be all right at the end of the day.
And you kind of embrace this leadership role, this veteran guy that, I mean, is that kind of a fit your story right now?
Yeah, so I mean, I feel kind of old, you know. Yeah, I definitely feel kind of old, and I'm realizing that now when guys are looking up to me and guys are, you know, asking me for questions or asking me for advice, and I feel that I've gotten to the point where I'm realizing that that is not only my job, it's part of what you're supposed to do. It's a part of the standard, you know, leading these guys in the right way, giving them the right, you know, whether or not it's techniques, the right, like, how they're supposed to act, how they're supposed to like attend certain meetings, the way they're supposed to present themselves. And, you know, that's how it should be everywhere.
All right. Heard from Ron Roberts, Shamar James, Derek Wingo. And look, deep dive there, mainly focused on the linebacker group. Good to hear Roberts say we have all the pieces to the puzzle. Let's fit them together and get this thing done. I mean, look, he's straight to the point. No nonsense. Goes back to, you know, a couple episodes ago that we shared on Gator Tales, right here on Gator's Breakdown, the Gator Tales podcast with Sean Kelly, and he had a discussion with Roberts, and of course, Robert stressed, it's not year one, it's not year two, this needs to look like year three of Billy Napier. It's their job to make it look like that. He's not shying away from it. You heard that to the point there. We got the pieces. Let's put it together. So regarding the linebackers, Shamar James finished, of course, his sophomore season last season, 55 total tackles. That was second on the team. And, of course, that was despite missing the last four games of the season when he had that kneecap dislocation that he suffered pregame in the loss to Georgia. Fifth-year linebacker Derek Wingo, he's been recovering from a hurt shoulder. He's been relied on heavy with Shamar James as leaders. As you may know, both players are only partial participants so far in the first two spring practices, wearing black non-contact jerseys. Wingo going through a little bit more than James right now, but no worries. All precaution right here for Florida and those linebackers. Both have leadership roles, mentoring from the sideline. And as I said, when we were previewing spring, I think that could be a blessing in disguise. Look, yes, of course, I'd rather them be out there. But Florida has to find depth at linebacker, and it is going to be in the form of young guys. So Pup Howard, Jaden Robinson, Miles Graham, getting all these reps while being guided by James and Wingo, that's a blessing. You know, I think there's a good mix of youth and experience when you also throw a player like Manny Nunnery in, throw him into the mix. So there's definitely more true linebackers in the group now, so depth is a plus. But if this group can stay healthy, get healthy, stay healthy, you can start to use the guys situationally to take advantage of what they do best and help bring the young guys along. You don't have to force them into action. So these guys need to stay healthy. We get healthy, stay healthy. And that can provide some nice depth for Florida. You heard Shamar James talk about what he wants to get better at, and I think we've seen it. And why we need why Florida needs more true linebackers. I'm glad he brought up block destruction. I mean, too many times we haven't seen Florida linebackers fight through a block to make a play, get swallowed up by offensive linemen. Now, look, as much as you can, you want that front line, the defensive line, to take on as many blocks as possible. But there's going to come many times when linebackers have to fight through blocks. So it's good to hear him. That's where he wants to concentrate. I would say exactly that would be where I want Shamar James to get better at. So hopefully when he's back on the field, he can take that next step. But you heard how he brought that up for players like Myles Graham as well. And what he might do well as a true freshman. So I'm glad that part is being brought up in the linebacker room. So look, eventually you want your group to consist of, you know, three down linebackers, but that's going to take time. And one of the best ways to get there is to, you know, have a voice come from more of the players than the coaches. And Florida has James and Wingo in there for that right now. So that's why I think it's a blessing in disguise to get Pup Howard and Myles Graham, these young guys that are on campus in spring right now, going through spring practice, to get all these reps. Take advantage. They need all the reps they can get to get ready for the season. I expect Pup Howard to play a lot of snaps for Florida. Take whatever he garnered last year at South Carolina. This is his second year. This is when you should start seeing more snaps for guys who are going to eventually start paying a lot of snaps, a lot of important snaps. That should be Pup Howard. Myles Graham, can you bring him along? You know, you don't have to force him in like Shamar James a couple years ago as a true freshman. If he earns it, if he earns those snaps, great. Florida needed Shamar James on the field a couple years ago. They needed a linebacker like him. Didn't have the true linebacker. Ventrell Miller, Amari Burney, they were serviceable. But Florida needs a true linebacker out there. And now you've recruited there. Howard, Graham, getting those reps right now, along with a young guy like Jaden Robinson, who's in his second year. So I like the potential of this room. But that's kind of the theme of this spring. I like a lot about this Florida team, but it is based, some of it's based on hope and potential, all those things coming together. There are some good parts of this team where you can see an angle. I think linebackers really one of those spots. I really do. Depth. Talent, they've upgraded the talent there. Now it's just got to come together pretty fast. It really does. That's the thing about the linebacker spot. It's got to come together pretty fast. So good stuff there from James and Wingo about the leadership. That is big. And I'll go back to the point too. Sometimes the players can get through their teammates more than a coach hounding them, or more than a coach telling them the same thing over and over again. Sometimes it just takes their peers to get through there. James, Wingo provide plenty of snaps to share and help bring this linebacker group along. So before we get off here, I do want to share one more soundbite on Ron Roberts, and it fires me up. It really does. And it's about the schedule the Gators play in 2024.
We're in University of Florida. You know what I mean? We should expect to play the best in the country, and we expect to win on Saturday. You know what I mean? And I think there's got to be that part of the swagger's got to come with it too. Is that you? That's it. That's who you want to play on Saturdays. You know what I mean? Bring it on. You know, bring out the best in us too. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Embrace it. Embrace that schedule. We know how hard it is. And look, and I've said time and time again, if Florida is Florida, we don't talk about the schedule like we're talking about it. But it's there. Embrace it. So many players return. And look, there should be a bad taste in everybody's mouth about what they went through the last couple of seasons. So many of these faces, what they went through last season. And all of the talk about this schedule and motivation, it should be pretty easy. There's experience to guide Florida through all of this. Of course, the schedule's difficult. There's no getting around that. But can't that shut us all up if Florida goes out there and finds a way to succeed anyway? Amid all the questions that surround the program? Roberts is right. This is Florida. We should want to be in these type of games. We want to see these type of games. And look, it's mostly very tough because of Florida's situation. If Florida was Florida, we'd embrace it more. This is really more about Florida than it is the opponent. Find a way to use it to your advantage and then take advantage of it. There should be no sleepy Saturdays. You got one in Samford. But sorry, no, you shouldn't have any trouble whatsoever getting up for the schedule for Florida. Payback in a lot of areas, some first-time opponents like Texas and going to Austin. Florida, Georgia, of course, speaks for itself. Ole Miss, a college football playoff contender. I mean, it's a unique schedule. It's a tough schedule. Not hiding behind that, but embrace it. Now, of course, everything's got to come together for that. But just look, words are words. This is, I've seen it out there on social media a whole lot. It's Lion season. Yeah, it is. It is. You know, if we're going to digest words, this is the time of year to do it once we get to hear from all these coaches and players. But yeah, I like the approach there from Ron Robert. I really like Ron Roberts. I mean, you could tell straight to the point. I'll go to again, no nonsense. I mean, this is a guy who he's ready to go. I think he so far likes being here at Florida. I think he's want to take on that challenge of getting Florida back to Florida. That's what it sounds like to me anyway. So, all right, that'll do it for this episode of Gators Breakdown. One more time, be on the lookout for the Noel Portnyagin interview, the Gators offensive lineman from Germany, true freshman. Went through his first couple of spring practices here at Florida. You get early access at Gators Breakdown Plus. You can be on the lookout for it sometime this week right here on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. But that'll do it for this episode of Gators Breakdown. I'm your host, David Waters. You can find media at GatorDave_SEC. Guys and girls out there, thank you for joining me on this episode of Gators Breakdown.